This is Antigone Magazine, issue 9, Women with Disabilities. Men We Love, Jim Dirksen, by Carolyn Nakagawa. Since getting involved in the disability movement in 1972, Jim Dirksen has played a huge part in transforming the provincial, national, and international support systems for people with disabilities. Having had to use a wheelchair since the polio epidemic of 1953 when he was a child, Dirksen attended the University of Winnipeg, where he started a service transcribing books onto tape for the vision impaired. Dirksen has said that when he was born, people with disabilities were seen as inferior, and organizations that helped them were often charities that saw their existence as limited and kept them in poverty. Other times, doctors would try to cure the patient instead of helping them cope with incurable conditions, and disabled people were often sterilized without their knowledge or even killed. As a disability rights advocate, Dirksen has helped found many organizations, including the Canadian Disability Rights Council and Disabled Peoples International. He has developed an understanding of disability and public policy, which has made him a valuable and influential consultant over the years for disability organizations, the Canadian government, and the United Nations. During the development of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, he successfully lobbied to include disabled persons in Section 15, the Anti-Discrimination Clause. He also served in Manitoba's provincial government from 1986 to 2004, where he coordinated the Decade of Disabled Persons. Today, disability organizations try to change society to better accommodate disabled people. Disabled people are no longer seen as charity cases. Instead, the goal of these organizations is to help them lead successful, fulfilling lives so that they can better contribute to society. There is no doubt that Dirksen has been a huge part of this shift in thinking, both in Canada and worldwide, a shift that many women with disabilities have benefited from. Thank you for your interest in Antigone Magazine. Antigone Magazine is published by the Antigone Foundation, an organization dedicated to encouraging young women aged 10 to 35 to get involved in leadership, politics, activism, and feminism. We are working to make our organization and our magazine more accessible. If you are interested in helping us out, please email us at antigonefoundation@gmail.com. That's antigonefoundation@gmail.com.